Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You heard it, Houston. What's good, baby? What's good? My man Rick Kamla is out today. It is players only. So not only do you got yours truly, but we got Wade Smith, former Texans offensive lineman. What's good, my man?
I'm doing good, Mr. Sterner. How we doing today?
There it is. See, that boy was raised right. My man was raised right. See, a little bit of respect right there for
Old
Red.
Put some respect on that name on Dirty Red, baby.
And we got Cecil Shorts the third across the table over there. Who, Lauren, I hope you're listening, baby girl. He got some nice denim shorts on, like my boy Pharrell did.
There we go.
I appreciate you get up. My man always shows up. What's good, Cecil?
Nothing much, man. What's up with y'all?
Man, we're just another day, another dollar. You know what I mean?
Oh, I dig it.
Here's the deal, Houston. We are we were on the field today with the Texans over at NRG. Another fully padded practice, getting ready for preseason game number 3, which is usually the most important game relative to the starters getting a lot of clock, and as a fan base, you should be able to watch this game. One, it's against the team up north a little bit, the Dallas Cowboys, so it's a little Texas versus Texas. But you should get a really good look or an extended look at the majority of the starters for your Houston Texans in 2019. Cecil, I know you were there. Before I get into what I saw, I know you were there and you saw something that we were talking about that, for me, is a big part of this defense in 2019 and will be a welcomed addition to the secondary. What'd you see, my man?
Yeah, Lion Johnson looked good today. Yep. You know, it was a deep ball down the right sideline to Ty Johnson, and he was step for step on a go route. And we all know how fast Johnson can run. And he was step for step, and Joe Webb put a beautiful ball out there, but he just knocked it down with ease, and that was really impressive. But he been having a good camp, and today he looked really good getting ready for Dallas this weekend.
Well, here's the thing is these quarterbacks, they stretch the field as good as anybody out there. I mean, yeah. Joe Webb does not get the credit. I guess that's how you stick around for 10 years in the league is you throw the ball better than guys like me think you could before I saw you. And I've seen him play all year in the preseason last year, and not just the deep ball, but all the way around. His ability to spin the rock at an elite level was impressive, especially with all the special teams pads on. So this team can stretch the field. They're very comfortable stretching the field. When you got a rookie cornerback that everybody's ranting and raving about his size and his length, obviously everybody's aware that's a big-time plus in the secondary. But when you can run with Tyron Johnson, flat-out run with a 4-4, legit 4-4 guy,
right.
And then have the wherewithal to make a play on the ball, that's awfully impressive. This young fella's made some big strides, along with several players on that defense. And a couple of notes take away from today. Justin Reed was on the sideline, who, Wade, I know you're familiar with Justin. Justin's a guy for me that, along with the J.J. Watts and the Hopkins, hey, I've seen all I need to see from Justin Reed. He got banged up a little bit. I think in the joint practices, but I've seen all I want from from Justin Reed, and he was on the sideline today helping coach his guys up. Would you be okay with him not touching the field again until New Orleans week?
I don't think he needs the reps. To be honest with you, he's a Stanford guy, and I've never come across a guy that went to Stanford that wasn't smart just in general.
Right.
And then he also has, you know, football smarts, and I think that's the most important thing. And, you know, if he's going to be, you know, there – on the sidelines, he's going to be the type of guy that's going to be helping coach up. He's going to be helping guys, getting them in the spots where they need to be.
Yeah.
And he's doing this as a second-year guy. You know, a lot of times you don't see second-year players take leadership roles so quickly. But he just has an air about him. He has a way about him. It's kind of the same. He's kind of like the defensive version of Deshaun Watson. As soon as Deshaun Watson got in the building, everybody was like, oh, okay, this is the guy.
Right.
And I think on defense, you know, Justin Reed kind of has that same persona.
Yeah, and here's another thing from today is Roderick Johnson, who we talked about at length yesterday. We'll talk about him at length again today at some point during the show. But Roderick Johnson looked really good. I told you, that was one rep, and I know when you go to every damn practice with the Texans, we have a tendency to probably over-evaluate one reps and over-evaluate one day of practice. But I couldn't help but look up today as I go down to watch the O-line one-on-one, and Roderick Johnson, 63, is up there, and he's battling who? 59, Whitney Merciless, who's had a great camp. And he got the best of Whitney in one rep. And again, I know it's a small sample size, but that could potentially be a huge step forward in that guy's confidence in becoming the left tackle for this football team.
Yeah, I think the thing about Roderick Johnson, man, he continues to put good day after good day after good day. And we're not just talking about the preseason game. We're talking about each and every practice. And so as long as he keeps doing that and puts days together, he's growing confidence in himself. He's growing confidence in the guys around him in the locker room. And he's growing confidence in the coaching staff, so that eventually, if he keeps putting days like this together, I don't see how there's any way he doesn't eventually become the starting left tackle.
Wade, blatantly obvious, Wade, and this, I guess, is things that we take for granted, or maybe just as a mechanical guy, technical guy, that like I always felt like my footwork had to be right. And I know it was 20 years ago, but hell, if Coach told me it was right, I tried to get it right. You know, you and I've had a lot of conversations about guys not keeping a good base and pad level and things of that nature. When I watch Roderick Johnson work, even in the shadow box and stuff they do a lot of times during team and practice, the dude's moving with a phenomenal base. You can tell there's an emphasis put on the technique and the mechanical side of keeping a good base. Every rep he takes, not just here or there, but every single rep he takes.
Yeah, and you can really notice that when you're watching somebody like in a walkthrough period. You can see how much you can tell that they're focusing on, let me make sure I keep a good base. Let me make sure I have good, you know, pad level. Make sure I put my hands in the right place. Working on, you know, jamming the defender at the exact spot where I want it to go. You want to see those things out of even your veteran players. When you get that out of a younger player, that's just a icing on the cake, man. You love to see a guy so young and a guy that really, you know, coming into the building a year, you know, 3 months ago, you didn't think you had this high of an expectation or that he had this high of a ceiling. And he's doing his best to put his best foot forward. And it's really good to see that you have a guy like Roderick Johnson basically come out the blue and put his best foot forward to be the left tackle for the organization.
Look, and check it out. His timing couldn't be any better, because the other takeaway today, the elephant in the room, right, the mystery that is Matt Khalil, was nowhere to be found again on practice, at practice, on the field, period. And here's – I know we chop that up on a daily basis until something else is brought about that changes that status. But there is one guy in the Texans organization that is sick and tired of being asked about injuries and Matt Khalil.
Is he hurt?
Yeah.
I don't have to release an injury report until the season starts. And every time I come up here, I get asked about 50 questions about injuries. So you'll get an injury report when the season starts. Right now, I'll tell you that he's out of practice per the head coach's discretion. How's that for an answer? Good?
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Y'all remember that right there? That's that Mr. Cal. You're up there. Oh, Cleveland, Ohio. You don't know about that old Mr. Cal right there, baby. Check it out. I mean, so for me, I mean, that changes. Yesterday we talked about – actually, I just thought about this. We talked about Matt Khalil's voice and what did you take necessarily reading between the lines.
Right.
I mean, Cecil, when you hear that right there out of Bill O'Brien, read between the lines for me, man. What do you hear?
He's hurt.
You hear he's hurt?
He's hurt. There's no doubt about it. And to me, if you're tired of answering that question, just be honest about it. And I get y'all gave me the reasons of yesterday, like why he has to say what he has to say. What draft pick are you going to get for him? Like, what play are you going to get for him? So for me, I'll be honest. He's hurt. If somebody else was hurt, he would say, oh, yeah, he's battling this. He's coming back from that. Just be honest. He's hurt. And for whatever the reason, I mean, I guess not for whatever the reason, but you guys said he has to keep it, you know, professional and keep as much stock as you can in him. Listen, in my opinion, we said it yesterday, he's not going to start week one if you ask me. Roderick Johnson, to me, today, like you said, he got the best of Witt. If you just watch Roderick Johnson around, and then this thing about this, he's going against Witt and J.J. Watt every day. He's getting better naturally. And like you just mentioned today, stacking up the days. You're stacking up the days. Bill O'Brien sounds frustrated. He sounds upset about this question because he's getting every day or last, what, 6-7 days. Just be honest. Yeah. Tell us what's really going on.
So, Wade, what do you – I mean, your take on that. I mean, I hear a very frustrated coach that has seemed pretty buttoned up to this point is now frustrated with it and almost barking back at the media of how's that for you? I mean – What does that tell you about Bill O'Brien?
Listen, man, you look at it like this. This is the NFL, and I know you guys want to hear honesty and you want guys to just be straightforward and keep it all the way real, but it's always lion season when it comes to the NFL because you have to protect your assets. You know how you were just mentioning the fact that, like, all right, you know, what draft pick can you get for him? I've seen guys that you're like, wait a minute, you traded this guy for a seventh-round pick? How were you able to do that? You know what I mean? Case Keenum got traded for a seventh-round pick at a certain time. And at the time, you would have thought, like, well, how is he able to get a pick for Case Keenum? Now, Case Keenum has gone out there and balled and had success over his career. But at the time, nobody thought you can get a draft pick for this guy. So, you don't – if you come out and just straight up and say, this guy is hurt and he's going to be hurt for the next 3 weeks, then you have eliminated any possibility of getting over on somebody else. So, I'm not going to expect Bill O'Brien – just come out and say this dude is hurt and he's going to be hurt for the next 3 weeks.
You got to pass a physical regardless, though. So if you got to trade somebody, you still gonna, they going to find out eventually, and then they can just null and void the trade.
But, yeah,
okay,
but
he's battling the flip,
help,
boom, boom, boom.
If you can help it, I just got to believe that the value you helping that value or not are helping the value not drop is the best play here. I mean, but I mean we could talk about that till we're blue in the face, guys. What do you make of him not even being on the field? I know you said you had heard of that. I mean, I just not even on the field, man.
No.
I mean, Nick Martin was hurt, and he knew he was going to be out for 2+ weeks, and the dude was there every day.
Yeah,
according to John McClain, he has a foot injury, right? So if he has a foot injury, then maybe it aggravates his injury if he's standing up on it. I mean, I don't think that's pretty logical to me that, you know, Nick Martin, I think he had a hamstring.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to hurt your hamstring walking.
Yeah.
Or standing. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit different. I don't think that it's a situation where Matt Khalil is – he's not the right type of guy to where he's selfish and he's staying inside or he's not fighting to get on the field or anything like that. I just think he's doing whatever the program, the Houston Texans are telling him to do. And Bill O'Brien is telling him, you know, you need to sit out this practice. He's going to sit out the practice. And I don't think it's anything more to it than that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.